Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most relevant and exciting topics on the specification, network security. That's topic 4.2. Whether you're revising for your first mock or your final exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need to nail those questions. So, let's start by asking a really important question. Why does network security even matter? Think about it this way. Every time you log into your school account, stream a video, or send a message, your data is travelling across a network. That network could be your home Wi-Fi, your school system, or the internet itself. And wherever data travels, there are people who want to intercept it, steal it, or damage it. Network security is all about stopping them. For your exam, you need to understand two big ideas. First, how do attackers find and exploit weaknesses in a network? That's the vulnerability side. And second, what measures can organisations put in place to protect themselves? That's the protection side. Examiners love to test whether you can distinguish between these two areas, so keep that distinction in your mind throughout this episode. Right, let's get into the core concepts. Our first key concept is network vulnerabilities. A vulnerability is a weakness in a system that could be exploited by an attacker. Think of it like a crack in a wall. The wall is your network, and the crack is the vulnerability. Common vulnerabilities include weak passwords, unpatched software, open ports, and unsecured wireless networks. There's also social engineering, manipulating people rather than exploiting technology. An attacker might phone up a member of staff pretending to be from IT support and ask for their login credentials. Humans are often the weakest link in any security system. Key exam tip. When a question asks you to identify a network vulnerability, don't just write hacking. That's far too vague. Be specific. Say unpatched software or weak password policy, and you'll be on your way to full marks. Our second concept is network threats. A threat is different from a vulnerability. A vulnerability is the weakness. A threat is the potential attack that exploits that weakness. Malware is malicious software designed to damage, disrupt, or gain unauthorized access to a system. A virus attaches itself to legitimate files and spreads when those files are shared. A worm spreads across a network on its own without needing a host file. A Trojan disguises itself as legitimate software but carries a hidden malicious payload. Ransomware encrypts the victim's files and demands payment for the decryption key. Phishing is a social engineering attack where the attacker sends a fake email or message, appearing to come from a trusted source, to trick the recipient into revealing sensitive information, such as passwords. Candidates often confuse phishing with hacking, but phishing specifically involves deception and impersonation. SQL injection is a more technical attack. If a website doesn't properly validate user input, an attacker can type specially crafted SQL code into a form field and manipulate the database directly, bypassing authentication or reading all the data. This is a higher tier concept that appears in more challenging questions. A brute force attack is where an attacker systematically tries every possible combination of characters to guess a password. Modern computers can try millions of combinations per second, which is why short or simple passwords are so dangerous. A man-in-the-middle attack is where an attacker secretly intercepts communication between two parties, reading every message and potentially altering it before passing it on. Neither party realizes anything is wrong. This is particularly dangerous on unsecured public Wi-Fi networks.
Now let's move on to penetration testing and ethical hacking, a topic that students find really interesting. Penetration testing, often called pen testing, is the practice of deliberately attempting to attack your own network in order to find vulnerabilities before real attackers do. Think of it like hiring a locksmith to try and break into your house. Not to steal anything, but to show you which locks are weak so you can replace them. The person who carries out a penetration test is called an ethical hacker, or a white hat hacker. An ethical hacker has explicit written permission from the organisation, operates within strict legal and ethical boundaries, and produces a detailed report with recommendations. Contrast this with a black hat hacker, a criminal who attacks systems without permission and with malicious intent. The distinction between white hat and black hat is something examiners test directly. The penetration testing process follows five stages: reconnaissance, gathering information about the target; scanning, probing for vulnerabilities; gaining access, attempting to exploit vulnerabilities found; maintaining access, testing whether an attacker could remain undetected; and reporting, documenting findings and making recommendations. A great mnemonic: really skilled geeks make reports. Now let's cover methods of protecting a network. This is where we flip from identifying problems to solving them, and it attracts the most marks in longer questions. Firewalls monitor and filter network traffic based on a set of rules. A firewall sits between a trusted internal network and an untrusted external network like the internet, and decides which packets of data are allowed through and which are blocked. Firewalls can be hardware-based, software-based, or a combination of both. Always specify that a firewall filters traffic based on rules. That's the key detail that earns marks. Access control ensures only authorized users can access specific resources. Authentication proves who you are, using passwords, biometrics like fingerprints, or two-factor authentication, combining something you know with something you have. Authorization determines what you're allowed to do once authenticated. Physical security protects the hardware and infrastructure. Examples include locked server rooms with keycard access, cable locks, CCTV cameras, security guards, and visitor sign-in procedures. If an attacker can physically access your server, no amount of software security will protect you. Encryption converts data into an unreadable format using an algorithm and a key. Only someone with the correct decryption key can read the data. HTTPS uses encryption to protect your connection to websites. Even if an attacker intercepts encrypted data, they cannot read it without the key. Anti-malware software detects and removes malicious software by comparing files against a database of known malware signatures and using heuristic analysis to identify suspicious behaviour. Keep it updated so it can recognise the latest threats. User education and training teaches users to recognise phishing emails, use strong passwords, and follow security policies. Humans are often the weakest link, so training them is just as important as any technical measure. Network monitoring involves continuously watching network traffic for unusual patterns that might indicate an attack. Intrusion detection systems can automatically alert administrators when suspicious activity is detected, allowing organisations to respond quickly before significant damage is done.
Now let's talk exam technique. This is where good students become great students. The most important thing to remember about network security questions is that they reward specificity. Examiners are looking for precise technical language, not vague generalizations. If a question asks you to describe how a firewall protects a network, don't just say it stops hackers getting in. That won't earn marks. Instead, say, a firewall monitors incoming and outgoing network traffic and uses a set of predefined rules to decide which packets are allowed through and which are blocked. That's a mark-worthy answer. When you see the command word explain, you must use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, a strong password policy improves security because it makes brute force attacks much harder, as there are more possible combinations for the attacker to try. Cause, strong password policy; effect, harder to brute force. The word because is your best friend in explain questions. For describe questions, say what something is or what it does. For state questions, a short, precise answer is all that's needed. For evaluate questions, consider both advantages and disadvantages before reaching a conclusion. Now let's talk about the most common mistakes candidates make on this topic. Mistake number one, confusing threats with vulnerabilities. A vulnerability is a weakness, like an unlocked door. A threat is the potential danger, like a burglar. An attack is when the threat exploits the vulnerability, like the burglar walking through the unlocked door. Keep these three concepts separate. Mistake number two, giving vague answers. Saying a firewall stops bad traffic will not earn marks. You need to explain the mechanism. How does the firewall stop bad traffic? By filtering packets based on rules. Mistake number three, forgetting physical security. Many candidates focus entirely on software-based protection and forget that physical access to hardware is also a major vulnerability. Always include at least one physical security measure when asked about protection methods. Mistake number four, not distinguishing between ethical hacking and criminal hacking. The key differences are permission, ethical hackers have it, criminals don't. Purpose, ethical hackers aim to improve security, criminals aim to cause harm. And reporting, ethical hackers document and report their findings. Mistake number five, confusing authentication and authorization. Authentication is proving your identity, who you are. Authorization is determining what you're allowed to do, what you can access. You authenticate first, then the system authorizes what you can do.
Right, now it's time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what is a firewall? A firewall is a system that monitors and filters network traffic based on a set of predefined rules, deciding which packets are allowed through and which are blocked. Question 2. What is the difference between a virus and a worm? A virus attaches itself to legitimate files and needs a host to spread. A worm spreads across a network independently, without needing a host file. Question 3. What is penetration testing? Penetration testing is the practice of deliberately attempting to attack your own system, with permission, in order to identify vulnerabilities before real attackers can exploit them. Question 4. Name three methods of protecting a network. Any three from firewall, access control, encryption, physical security, anti-malware software, user education and training, network monitoring. Question 5. What is the key difference between a white hat and a black hat hacker? A white hat hacker has permission from the organisation and aims to improve security. A black hat hacker has no permission and acts with malicious intent. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're well on your way. If you missed some, go back and review those sections. Let's finish with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Network security is about protecting digital systems and data from authorized access, damage, or theft. Vulnerabilities are weaknesses in a system, such as weak passwords, unpatched software, and open ports. Threats are potential attacks that exploit those vulnerabilities, including malware, phishing, SQL injection, brute force attacks, and man-in-the-middle attacks. Penetration testing is a proactive security measure where ethical hackers, with permission, attempt to find vulnerabilities before criminals do. Protection methods include firewalls, access control, encryption, physical security, anti-malware software, user education, and network monitoring. For the exam, always be specific, always use correct technical terminology, and always distinguish between identifying vulnerabilities and implementing protection. Use the word because in explain questions and never forget physical security. That's everything for today's episode on network security. I hope you feel more confident about this topic now. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.